The State Board of Game is considering a controversial plan to begin aerial predator control on the Kenai Peninsula for the first time. The moose hunt for most of the Kenai has been severely limited recently. The Board of Game is looking for ways to give hunters more opportunities to bag moose. But state biologists have said predation is not the issue, and conservation groups are opposing the plan. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The predator control plan for the Kenai is still a proposal at this point, but its chances of passing at the Board of Game meeting next month are good. Very good, if you ask Tony Cavlock, the state's assistant director for the Division of Wildlife Conservation.
It's highly likely. The board's under a lot of pressure, as is the department, to do something about recovering the moose population on the Kenai Peninsula.
There are two moose populations on the Kenai the state is concerned about. In the northern Kenai, moose population numbers have fallen by 40% due to habitat limitations. In the south, the overall moose population numbers are fine, according to the state, but there aren't enough bulls. Department of Fish and Game biologists don't think predation is causing either problem. And that troubles Teresa Fiorino, Alaska representative for Defenders of Wildlife.
In either case, predation has not been shown to be a driving factor, and the data is pretty clear on that predation is actually not driving either one of these moose population concerns on the Kenai.
To Fiorino, it doesn't make sense to kill predators if predators aren't the problem. And Alaska law says the Board of Game can't implement predator control if it would be ineffective based on scientific information. Based on that, Fiorino questions how the state would have the authority to implement the plan.
I think that the Board of Game believes that any time there is any kind of sacrifice by hunters, that an equal amount of sacrifice needs to be taken by the wolf population or any predator population.
Earlier this year, the Board of Game took action to correct the low bull moose numbers on the southern Kenai, virtually eliminating hunting of yearling bulls. Wildlife advocates want the board to wait to let those actions improve the bull numbers. John Toppenberg lives on the Kenai and is director of the Alaska Wildlife Alliance.
If you're going to decimate predators, it had better be with the scientific data to back it up, and it should be an extreme last-ditch alternative when everything else has failed.
But the state says aerial predator control is warranted, even if the impact it ultimately has is small. In the northern Kenai section, only about 3% of the land is state-owned because a large chunk is the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge. At the Board of Game meeting in March, a state biologist said that meant predator control would not be effective in increasing the moose population. But the state's Tony Cavlock says the moose hunt on the Kenai has been slashed by as much as 80%. So it's important to give predator control a chance to work.
It would be premature to say that if you remove predators that would have no impact on the population. Our experience in other places in the state is that when you release the predator pressure, even in a low-density situation, you can see recovery.
Cavlock believes the moose population on the Kenai Peninsula has been in trouble for a long time, and the state hasn't paid enough attention to the issue. He hopes a predator control program there will help highlight the problem.
Quite frankly, I think the Kenai has gotten kind of a backseat to the whole program statewide, and so it's been allowed to go for a long time, and people have come to the point now where they're pretty sick of it. They want to see something done.
Ted Spraker is a Board of Game member who lives on the Kenai Peninsula. At the Board of Game meeting in March, he was one of the most vocal members in favor of predator control. At the end of the day, he summed up his argument this way.
I can't go back to the Kenai unless I say there's some hope, there's some glimmer of light at the end of the tunnel. And I think if we can temporarily reduce some of these predators, I think you'll get good support for what's been done today. And I think you'll get support pretty much across the board with residents there and even, you know, people that come to the Kenai and hunt. They're going to realize we're trying to do the right thing.
The next Board of Game meeting is in Barrow, November 11th through the 14th. Two proposals for aerial predator control on the Kenai will be discussed at that meeting. Both focus on eliminating wolves, but would also allow for predator control on bears. Comments on the proposals must be received by October 28th. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.